fracking is now officially banned in New York State. On Monday, Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martin said after years of exhaustive research and examination of the science and facts, prohibiting high-volume hydraulic fracturing is the only reasonable alternative. It was Governor Patterson 7 years ago who had New York State's Environmental Quality Review Act create a set of regulations for horizontal drilling and hydrofracking going forward.
That happened because there was a push by a handful of organizations, Mountain Keeper being one of them, to showing that the New York State gas drilling regulations were outdated concerning fracking and horizontal drilling.
Wes Gillingham is with Catskill Mountain Keeper.
We went through, many years, many hearings and multiple drafts of a document. And each time there was an increase in public comments, all of which were speaking, or mostly which were speaking against going forward or severely restricting it. I think the first set of comments for the scoping hearing was like 3,000, and then on the proposed regulations, it was over 150,000 people commented.
Gillingham said the more people learned about what industry was doing, the more they came to hearings, made comments, called their senators, elected officials, called the governor, showed up at rallies like this one with Onondaga Nation Turtle Clan mother Frida Jacques in 2012.
They want to blast through the Mother Earth a mile at a time in a spoke. So how much damage will that do over time with those chemicals going into the earth, damaging the infrastructure of the earth?
Since 2005, industry has refused to disclose chemicals used in fracking. They were going to disclose chemicals to the state agency, but not to the average citizen. That became an anti-fracking campaign issue.
One of my favorite public presentations by an industry rep referred to it as it's like an apple pie recipe that went over like a lead balloon in the audience, and that was kind of telling about the whole campaign. There's no reason why vast sections of the population should be exposed to thing and not even be able to know how to treat it.
New Yorkers concerned about water quality said industry was lying when they said fracking never caused water contamination. That's because in reality there are multiple ways for contamination to happen, from spills to faulty casings to cement jobs, accidents. All of that leads to water contamination. Then health professionals spoke out about the threat of fracking to the public.
We pushed, when I say we, the whole gas drilling anti fracking campaign pushed to get a comprehensive health impact assessment. The Department of Health evaluated multiple studies and came out with a very comprehensive document showing either direct harms that have been documented or a lot of questions that have been unanswered about where and what kind of contamination, not just for water but for air, community character, a whole host of topics.
We are unstoppable. Nothing like it is possible.
Rallies continued throughout the years to the point where 2,500 people against fracking marched through Albany. And in 2014, after ongoing battles between communities and natural gas companies, small towns across New York State won the right to ban fracking within their own town limits. And now, after a 7-year review, hydrofracking is officially banned throughout the state. New York is the only state with significant natural gas resources to ban fracking. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.